And for those of you who were at a meeting a couple of months ago, I defined it, and I want to just reiterate it because we have a few more people here today. DCCC is dedicated, daring, and dreaming, caring, creative, and concerned community, preparing, praying, and playing, and coming together with a cup of coffee. We're also a group of parents, legislators, educators, board members, and general community members who are all concerned about the children that are within our area. And our area, again, is the area of Dunwoody, Shamlake, and Cross Key School, and their feeder school. So, again, that's why we're all here, and let's all keep our focus here today. Before we get started, just one little bit. You may notice in the back that meeting is being videotaped today by the county. So that is being done. And I also just wanted to check real quick. I know that Brent was here from the choir. Are there other members of the press that are here today? First, I'd like to ask Mr. Heppenstall to come up as the principal of Shamlake Charter, 20th Street.
Good morning. I'm a big fan of showing off the students whenever I get an opportunity. So this morning I asked Ms. Maddie Bill, our SGA president, to come and welcome.
Here, and as Maddie said, there are parents involved with the school system. And to thank everyone for being here today. Hopefully there's enough. We're going to have a sweet meeting. I'd also like to say, if you are a parent of a senior who's graduating, I'd like you to raise your hand and be congratulated. It's an exciting time for those who haven't heard of it. The countdown is now 14 days. 10 days. But you're counting, Sean, right? We are really excited, and it is a very exciting time in school system. Very quickly, I want to go through the business meeting, and then we're going to have a lot of time for our speakers who are going to talk and also be available for questions. There are some copies of the April meeting minutes. Hopefully, we didn't make enough for everyone to say truth, but hopefully you can pass them behind the scenes. So I have a motion to approve those. Cheryl, second. Thank you, Susan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, thank you. There is a sign-up sheet over here. If you would please take a moment to sign in over at the end of the table. And if your email has changed, please note that. Also, with the change, and I know that next fall, a lot of people are starting to put together the boards for the different schools. If you would please make sure that we know who the liaison is from each school, that's becoming more and more critical because we're trying to pass that along, pass information off sometimes through that. So if you already know who the liaison is from your school, please make a note of that. Sean, do we have a treasurer's report?
Yes, 305-45.
Thank you, ma'am. And just a reminder, as you're planning your budgets for next year, we do ask each school that is a member of EPPC for a $10 dues contribution, so please make a note of that, and that will be collected in the fall. Our next order of business is to elect the new board, but first I would like to ask the current board to stand, and that is Cheryl Jacobs, who is co-chair. Ashley Doolittle, who is Vice President. We have Meg Fireball and Laura Stevenson, who are Recording Secretary. We have Vicki Riley, who is Corresponding Secretary, and Sean Jeff, who is Treasurer. And this is the outgoing board for this year. Our nominating committee last month presented a slate, and I'd like to ask these people to stand as I call your name. Co-chair Cheryl Jacobs. With her will be serving Kevin Cameron. Ashley Doolittle will be Vice President. Allison Hoffman will be Treasurer. And Meg Fireball and Laura Stevenson have agreed to be Recording Secretaries again. And finally, Ann Toppage is going to be Corresponding Secretary. So I'd like to have a motion to elect the slate.
So moved.
Thank you, Linda. Second, John. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, you are now officially elected. If the board can meet quickly right after the meeting.
I just wanted to say a quick thank you to the outgoing board members, Sean Jeff, Vicki Riley, and Susan Wittenstein for all their hard work in the last year, 2 years, 3 years. And Susan, we got together and we bought you a tree that will be planted at the Dunwoody Nature Center in your honor. And the common name of the tree is Serviceberry. It will be planted probably in the fall. I trust that to the gardener. Thank you very much. It's really been a pleasure working with everyone on it.
Is there any new business? What I'd like to do is introduce our speaker and explain how we're going to do. Ms. Ramona Tyson is the interim superintendent for the DeKalb County School System, and she has offered to come speak with us. She's going to share some thoughts and comments. And then we also have Jim Radovian and Pam Speaks, who are going to be here. And what we're going to do after we have the comments, we will have time for questions. I will ask a couple of things, as I've done before. One, remember, we're all going to be respectful. We've all got a little sugar in our mouth, for those of you that have taken the candy, so let's keep it sweet. We want this to be educational, but we also want to remember that we're all here as a community, and we need to think of all of the children, and that's what we're here for. We are have a schedule this morning. If we don't get to your question, there is a basket over there. It's held on by Vanna. And if we don't get to your question, or it's something specific that you'd like to ask, and for some reason you haven't asked through the website or whatever, please make a note on there and clearly put your email address and your name, and then I will get those back to Ms. Carson's office, and we will get answers. So again, if there is anything that's not covered, I will ask again when you have questions, you come up to the mic. All right, so Ms. Tyson, thank you. And